most people are starting to compare this and say it's the best defense in the NFL, and people are even talking historical senses as one of the best defenses ever up there. Do you think this is the best defense now in the NFL?
I mean, that's not our focus. You know, we're not trying to go out there and have the best defense ever. We're just trying to be out there and be dominant each Sunday we're out there. So, you know, our focus this week is on Cleveland. Now, we're not really trying to focus on being the best defense historically. You know, our focus right now is just go out there, be as best as we possibly be against Cleveland and get a W.
What kind of weapons do they have?
I mean, Cleveland, they're balanced. You know, they got McGahee at running back. They got a real good offensive line up front. We don't really know too much about the quarterback situation right now, but they got some talent receivers, so we just got to be out there on our P's and Q's come Sunday.
We know about the quarterback situation that changed. As you know, Jason Campbell. I mean, this is the third time in 4 weeks you guys are getting a new quarterback who's making his first appearance of the season.
Mm-hmm.
How do you guys go about that week? I mean, is that good? I guess it's good if they happen to go to somebody else.
Again, I guess it's good for us, but, you know, we're going to have to just prepare for both of those guys. You know, you never know what happens come Sunday, so we're going to have to make our game plans accordingly and, you know, see what happens come Sunday. But, I mean, Jason Campbell, he's a veteran quarterback, been around the league a long time, so we know we have our hands full with him also.
I remember about that Oakland. Yeah, one lesson with him. That Oakland game that he came in here and beat you guys at 2010. What does he do? What's made him effective?
Well, I mean, he's a veteran quarterback, so he's been around a long time. He's able to read defenses. He understands what a ball to go on particular players. So, you know, we just have our hands full with a guy like that. You know, he's been around such a long time. He understands defenses. He understands what the offense needs to do on these particular downs. So, we just have to make adjustments as we go.
Last week, the focus wasn't on necessarily the quarterback for Houston. It was all about their weapons. Is that kind of where you guys are as a defense? Not so much the quarterback, but the weapons that you guys got to shut down?
Yeah, the weapons, but overall just as a team. I mean, the NFL, you know, everybody got some real talent in the skill position, especially on offense. So we can just have to do a good job come Sunday. You know, first of all, stopping the run, making them one-dimensional. And after that, we're going to have to do a real good job getting to the quarterback and put as much pressure as possible to help our guys out in the back end.
Tyson, when you talk about the freedom that you have this year to go after the quarterback and go make plays in general, I have to imagine that had been frustrating the last couple of years, especially if people are saying, well, where are the sacks? Where are the tackles from Tyson? But if that's what you were not being asked to do, was that frustrating for you, you know, going through that?
No, not really frustrating. I was doing what the coaches asked me to do. You know, I was trying to put ourselves in a position where we could win some games. And, you know, for us, we changed defenses, so now I just got to do the same thing what the coaches are asking us, and now it's more attacking, and, you know, that's my job description now, and that's what I'm doing.
It seems like this whole defensive front is unselfish in that regard. We've heard about certain games where Tom Bahali might be asked to do something differently, and his sack totals will take a step back for that. Could you talk about that, just the team mentality that you guys have and maybe the unselfishness?
Yeah, I mean, I think you can ask anybody across the defense. You know, guys not really going out there looking for their numbers. You know, we're going out there, you know, to get wins on Sunday, and if that calls for somebody getting more sacks than other guys, nobody's selfish in our defense. We're all going out there. We're hunting for each other, and we're looking for big things come Sunday.
Kind of ironic because the sack numbers are increasing, even though you're being unselfish. It's almost like by being unselfish, everybody gets the reward.
Right, correct. I mean, we're playing team defense. That's the thing, you know, guys from the front end to the back end and even our linebackers, everybody communicating with each other. We're all playing for each other. We run around making plays, and that makes things funner for everybody.
Based on the way you guys are playing, does it matter who starts a quarterback? I mean, you guys even care? I mean, how well this defense is playing right now?
Well, our focus is not really on quarterbacks. You know, we're more focused on ourselves. We understand that we got some things that we need to improve on. We've been missing a bunch of tackles. We've been getting a lot of missed assignments during the game. So our thing right now is just focus on us, you know, improve on some of the little things that can help us win games come down the road a little later.
Last year, though, you got to play in some sub situations, and I'm sure you were hoping you were going to do that this year. You really haven't, though, have you? It's mainly you've been getting your sacks and tackles for losses on early downs.
Right, correct. I mean, we're fortunate now. We got a lot of guys healthy, so we're able to rotate a whole lot more, get some fresh guys in on sub, and keep us in on base. So everything's working out pretty well right now. You know, you just got to continue to go out there and grind each week and continue to produce on my team.
Andy said you're like one of the smartest players that ever been around. He wouldn't know what your GPA was. What was your GPA?
I promise you, my GPA wasn't that good. But I mean, it's football, so this is my craft. So, I take pride in it. And, you know, I do a lot of film studying during the week, trying to make the game more simple for me come Sunday. Mm-hmm. And I think that's helped me on Sunday improve my game a whole lot more, because now I just get a quick step over the ball, just knowing what the offense, just anticipating what they might do.
Tyson, you're talking about the scheme change. That's obviously not everything that's changed around here. I think this week was your guys' bye week last year. You were 1-5, 1-6, whatever it was. You remember sort of the mindset of, you know, what it was like in this locker room a year ago right now?
Oh, man. No lie, it's a complete block, bro. I can't really think back to that far. Oh, man, just such a long time ago. It just kind of out of my mind right about now, though.
Does it seem like more of a long time ago? I'm going to word this awkwardly, but, you know, a different season a year ago would seem like maybe not as long ago as right now does to a year ago. Just everything that happened, the 2-14, the, you know, everything else.
Yeah, I mean, I just think, like you say, just so many things happened, and it was such a long time ago. You know, we've been focused on this new defense scheme and this new season, so it kind of just pushed everything out in the back of your mind. So you just slowly but surely starts to forget about it.